You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
To all our friends who are aspiring writers, new writers, or maybe veteran writers, we have a great event coming up for you in Texas. We're going to chat about that today with our friends from the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Ruth Meyer. She's the author of N is for Nativity and the coordinator of the annual Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup. Ruth, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks so much for having us.
Now, I would like to say that the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup is a fun annual event, and you have the energy to round up all these writers in Texas every year. Looking forward to more about the story behind that in just a moment and why you gather Lutheran writers together in Texas each year and share their stories. More writers joining us this conversation today. Martha Van Buskirk. She is the author of Ordinary Lives, Extraordinary Grace, God's Purpose in Your Everyday. Martha, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Oh, great to be here.
Also joining us today, Christina Hergenrader, author of Inspired and a new book coming out in June. Christina, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
And the Reverend Michael Newman, author of Faith Notes, a Christ-Centered Survival Kit for Young Men, and plenty of other books from Concordia Publishing House. The Reverend Michael Newman, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Good to be with you, Andy and Sarah.
Well, I am excited to talk about the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup, to learn more about why you are a writer and hear your stories and what you're going to be talking about at the Roundup as well. So let's talk about what you like to write about. What do you write about most and why? Christina, we'll start with you. You have a number of books with CPH that have been very encouraging and inspiring. What do you like to write about most?
I love to write about the struggle. As I get older and as I realize how much we learn in struggles and within our failures and within our understanding of how much we use grace, that is just becoming more and more fascinating. I find when I interview people for my books, I am waiting for them to tell the stories of what's hard or where they're finding that they are just not enough and they're having to reach out to understand better what the Lord is doing in their lives and search for that. And so, yeah, this is the reason to write a book on the Psalms, I think, is that midlife has brought me the opportunity to really reflect on what it means to be totally dependent on the Lord. And that is showing us in our struggles for me right now.
Martha, what about you? What do you write about the most and why?
Well, thank you. I would say practical application of our faith. I am a professional writer, so I've pretty much written for a long time, not a book. So this is my first book, but it's definitely on walking out of faith.
Ruth, what about you?
I have two A to Z books, children's books with CPH. And so I do like writing A to Z books, but I don't want to only write A to Z books. I actually prefer writing fiction. I have one with CPH and three more that I self-published. And I, like Christina, I like writing about the struggles, God's grace in a messy life, because we all have messy lives. And the Bible is full of stories of people with messy lives, but yet somehow God keeps us in our faith and forgives us and keeps us going.
You mentioned you like to write fiction. If you were to come up with a book idea for a fiction story right now, what would it be? Or what would be the most interesting or exciting fiction story that you'd want to sit down and you wouldn't be able to do anything else but write that today?
Oh, I would love to write book 5 of my solo series. If I could do that one day, that would be amazing. I would love that.
Pastor Newman, what do you like to write about the most?
Well, I think we're having a theme surface here. Maybe it's because of the Lutheran theology of the cross, but I too gravitate toward life's struggles, wrestling with God. And then, like Martha, bringing our faith in a practical way to people's lives, an understandable and usable way so they can implement that in their walk with Jesus. And just to see Jesus' great help and strength in the middle of all the challenges of life.
And collectively across the board here, all of you have wonderful resources to encourage us in that life, in the Christian life. And we've mentioned some of those books. We'll share some links in the show notes today as well. So what is, when you sit down to write, or maybe it's before you even sit down to write, what's most challenging in the writing process for you? What do you find most challenging? We'll come back to you, Christina. We'll start with you. What's most challenging in the writing process for you?
You know, my first book was published in the CPH in 1999. And so I've been doing this for a long time. And I finally, after all those years, see myself as a writer. So I feel like just now, after whatever, how many, 25 years, I'm able to really say what I think that is. And I think that for me, it's actually the trust that develops through the creative process, trusting the Lord, that comes in really such a vulnerable process that any creativity is. And when I first started writing, it was so different. Like we were still turning things in on floppy disks. Like it was just like amount of technology changes that have been like aids for writers and helps for writers. And yet at the crux of it, it remains the creative process. It's really just a trust that God is going to work through me and speak through me to what people need to hear, and that I'll be an instrument of that. And I think with any great vulnerability comes a great reward. And so while the creative process is so messy for me, and I definitely have more barren seasons than I have fruitful seasons, those that are fruitful and can share those with God's people are just, I don't think there's anything this side of heaven for a creative person than that honor and humbling to be working in that kind of an industry. It's just best.
Martha, you mentioned you're a professional writer. The recent book coming out that came out in November is your first book, I think you mentioned, but you've been writing, it sounds like, for a while. What is most challenging of the writing process for you?
The most challenging aspect was really becoming a published author. So I was making a living as a writer, but during COVID, you know, we all had extra time to think and to reflect, and I prayed and, you know, thought a lot about it and just said, you know, Lord, I don't want to be in my wheelchair, you know, years from now and think I never really tried to write a book. I never really gave it my all. So that process began during COVID, and he was so faithful, led me to my first, like, how to write a book, to a mentor, to a coaching program, to CPH. That alone to me was my own kind of, you know, like blockbuster story, right? And then a funny thing is I was really working on something else and I was kind of excited about it. And again, in the aftermath of COVID, the Lord really just was put on my heart, like this whole idea of shining the light, like this little light of mine, that great Him, not with me as an expert, by the way, but with me as something to learn, that He was going to teach me something, which He did, and that that was a message that He wanted me to share. And boy, was that a rich experience. It was amazing.
Pastor Newman, what's most challenging about the writing process for you?
Well, I really enjoy writing, but to be able to prioritize it and find the time, and you know, I'm a pastor, full-time pastor, and you know, my role in the church as district president adds another layer of demand. So to be able to set the time aside and just the discipline to do it, I love it. For me, you know, here in Texas, instead of hunting and fishing, I like writing. It's really something enjoyable. Sometimes people say, how can you write a book? And I just enjoy it. But you know how it is when you've got a lot of demands in your life, whether it be family or other personal demands or vocationally, to be able to set aside the time, carve out the space, and just the discipline of getting it done in certain blocks. So that's probably the biggest challenge for me.
So instead of hunting or fishing, do you just like put on like, you know, hunting clothes or fishing clothes and then go hide and find a place to write so that the people don't know that you're trying to write, but that you're trying to get away from everything so you can have that quiet space to write?
That's right. All my camo, all the clothes with sticks on them. We joke about it because both my sons-in-law are hunters and, you know, they have their deer blinds. Exactly. I just fake it and then come into my little spot and write away. Yep.
Now the secret's out. He's not hunting. He's actually going to write.
This is amazing.
It's a good idea, actually.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So we should add that to the list of tips for the writer's roundup today, right?
Yeah, buy some camo.
Ruth, what is... writer's camo.
I love it.
Ruth, what do you find most challenging about the writing process?
So I mentioned in my earlier answer about book five of my solo series, and I have been stuck on this book for a while now, and it's getting embarrassing. I don't get writer's block, but my characters just stop talking to me. And that's what has happened here. And I know that makes me sound crazy, and my kids all laugh at me when I say this, but I'm hitting a wall right now. And so it's been a while. And I finally decided that I'm just going to subvert the character that I'm supposed to be writing about and write another character's story so he gets jealous and starts talking to me again. So we'll see if that works. It hasn't so far, but maybe one of these days it will.
We have more to learn about writing and what inspires these writers and why they write and their favorite part of the writing process, as well as we talk about the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup that's coming up later on this, just a couple of weeks. Actually, we're going to share some more information about that and how you can be a part of it as well. You are listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with authors Ruth Meyer, Martha Van Buskirk, Christina Hergenrader, and Pastor Michael Newman about being participants in the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup and their life as writers, what they enjoy about writing and what's challenging, what do they like to write about, all those things, and what they're going to be presenting on at the Writers Roundup as well. So let's talk about your favorite part of the writing process, and then we'll get to more of the details about the upcoming Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup. All right, Pastor Newman, we'll start with you. What is your favorite part of the writing process?
I think, God is our creator, and he's given us as human beings the beautiful gift of also creating things. And I just love that creativity part and creating some resources that can reach people's lives, resources that may endure a little bit, resources that people can pass on and use to share Jesus and the gospel with others. That's just a joyful thing to be able to do. And it's really heartening to see how God uses those resources in ways that you didn't even expect him to.
It's funny how he tends to do that with many things in our lives. Martha, what about you? What's your favorite part of the writing process?
Well, like Mike, I think it's a really magnificent spiritual and creative process together. So you're praying, you're writing, you're looking for inspiration. The other aspect in terms of the book that I just wrote would be that I'm hoping that the mistakes that I have made and the things that I've missed in the past, that those words can help or encourage or give someone, a lift or connect them to the Lord, that there's some purpose there, some, spreading of the gospel, some spreading of the light. I mean, it's a beautiful idea to me and a beautiful concept. That's what I'm hoping for.
Christina, what about you? What's your favorite part of the writing process?
I think that meeting readers is so rewarding because they've read big words that, it's such a crazy process that I've created, almost feels like in a void, months before or years before. And then to be able to go to an event and speak or just, lead a Bible study and come face to face with for me, a lot of times they're women and they have these individual stories and just sharing the way that the Lord is working in their lives. And there is just this, moment of grace to realize that, these words that I wrote so long ago that are intermingling in their life right now and the Holy Spirit is active in the scriptures to inspire and sharpen the faith. There's just this humbling, I think, of being able to be part of that And I always tell when I encourage any writer, or if I'm like, if I'm speaking at the roundup, I'll always tell people, like, publication is almost the worst part of the writing process, because then you have all this like social media that you have to do and all these demands. And it's like, oh, I just really wanted to share the word of God with people. The upside of publication is it does give you the opportunity to meet people, because now they've read something that you wrote and they understand something differently. And that just gives you a new connection with them. Now let's come with publication. So that is the upside of it, is the connection.
And Ruth, what about you? What's your favorite part of the writing process?
Well, I have to agree with what Christina said about meeting readers and hearing their feedback. That's always a wonderful part of the process. When my characters are talking to me, I love getting to know them. I love writing their stories. With the third book of my solo series, I actually had the entire thing written, and I revised one scene, which led me to rewrite the whole rest of the book. And it totally changed the way the book ended. And so it was like, okay, I was going to end up over here at point A, but then like my character was like, no, I'm going this way over here. Come on over to point B. And I mean, I fought it for as long as I could. I'm like, no, that's not how the story is supposed to end. She's like, whose story is this? It's my story. And so just getting to know my characters, being involved in their lives, like I have cried during writing scenes. And I think that's just such a wonderful, weird connection there, to cry over somebody that you're making up in your head. But when that happens to me, I love it. It's such a wonderful, it's an exhilarating feeling.
So Ruth, tell us more about the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup. Why host this every year?
That is a great question. So this is our seventh year, and we started with the intention, of course, just to kind of get the word out to students and, you know, adults in the area about the different Lutheran writers that we have in Texas. We have a very talented group of writers, and some are not able to be here with us this year who have been with us in past years. We even have a couple who have never been able to make it. I ask them every year and it just hasn't worked out yet. But there's so many different talented authors. And of course, one object is to just like get them to read, like to promote reading, because I feel like this generation, the kids nowadays, they've never known a time without cell phones. And there are so many distractions in life. Like if cell phones had been around when I was a kid, I probably would not have been the reader I am today. And it's just easier and requires less thinking sometimes to scroll through social media than to sit down with a book and actually just read. And so, of course, to promote reading is one object. But the other object, of course, since it is the Lutheran Writers Roundup, is to get good quality material that is doctrinally sound into the hands of young people, especially at a time when they are very impressionable and vulnerable, and they're still kind of figuring out, like, what do we believe? And, you know, what should our values be? And, you know, what does the Bible say? You know, things like that. And within the Christian publishing market, there you can get anything. I mean, every denomination, even some things that we wouldn't consider Christian are still in the Christian market, you know? And so it's kind of a landmine. You have to really know what you're doing when you're picking out, you know, Christian fiction or any kind of Christian devotional, Christian living, whatever. And so like we take the guesswork out of that. You know, these books are all written from a biblical Lutheran perspective. And, you know, they've been, we've gone through doctrinal review at CPH, you know, all that stuff. And so to provide that to kids, and especially when, like I said, they're at a very impressionable age. And we have so many genres among the seven of us that are going to be there. You know, there's Christian fiction, you know, contemporary fiction, young adult, historical fiction, devotional, Bible studies, Christian living, nonfiction. For the number of authors we have, that's pretty impressive. There's something for everybody.
Mm. So when and where is this year's Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup, Ruth?
It is Friday, January 31st, and it's at Faith Lutheran High School in Wardah, Texas, which shares the facilities with Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Wardah. It will be from 9 to 2, and the schedule will be published on social media. So follow Faith Lutheran High School of Central Texas if you want to see more about it and see the bios of the different authors who will be there and get more information.
Faith Lutheran High School of Central Texas, and it's coming up on January 31st, so that's right around the corner. What if I want to attend? Can I come be a high school student for a day?
Come on down. We'd love to have you. Yes. We have a couple of area grade schools, Lutheran grade schools, who will be joining us, the fifth through eighth graders. And then, of course, the high schoolers from Faith Lutheran High School. We might have a few high school students from a couple neighboring schools to come as well. And anybody is welcome to come. Like, it's called the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup, but it's not just for writers. It is for anybody who wants to hear more, wants to meet the authors, who likes to read. Even if you don't like to read, come and meet us anyway. We would love to have you. So if you're in the area, please come on down and join us.
So what can we expect to happen at this year's Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup? We'll get to meet some Lutheran writers, but what actually happens in the time at the Roundup?
When we first started 7 years ago, we had kind of a group session at in the big fellowship hall. What we would do is each author got 10 to 15 minutes, and we would all give kind of a little presentation to all the students and all the adults alike. Last year, we actually changed that, and we started doing more of kind of writing workshop with the kids, because they'd all heard the spiels of how we became an author and what our books were and that kind of thing. So we kind of want it to be more of an educational field trip for the kids. So with the kids, they're doing kind of breakout sessions with each of us. But with the adults, they get to just stay in the fellowship hall. They don't have to move around like the kids do. And we will come to them, and we all have different presentations that we will give to the adults. And I am very intrigued by Christina's title that she is going to do with the adults. Do you want to share that, or is it a secret, Christina?
Yeah, we'd love to. I'm going to speak on Luke 4:13-16, which is the parable of the barren fig tree. And in that parable, we see that the point Jesus is making when he tells it is that things take time. And I think there's no better message for us today than that things take time. We're living in this content-rich society where content feels instantaneous. And I think it's such a great opportunity for all of us to step back and realize the process is where so much of our achievement. That's where we learn so much about who we are in Christ as we understand better our identity. It's really because of who he is and what he's doing in our lives. And we get really obsessed with instantaneous and content and the pressure to create more and more and more. It just is such a mess. And so in that parable, we hear about, we just need some fertilizer and time, which the setting of the Roundup is kind of a rural setting. And a lot of the kids actually, Pastor Newman, you know, will be wearing camo, you'll be glad to know. And they're going to come and they'll appreciate hearing a little bit about the fertilizer and manure and some of the stuff that you're going through is part of what becomes the content of what you're creating. But it's a process, and our job is to be patient and to trust in the Lord. And so I hope that resonates with the crowd at the Roundup.
That sounds fantastic. We have just a few more minutes left, but I'm curious what the rest of you are looking forward to, maybe what you're presenting about. Martha, what are you looking forward to talking about with the group at the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup?
Thank you. I think it's going to be very exciting to be there as an author. I've been there as an attendee in the past, and I've learned from these fine people and others, and it's been such an inspirational experience. So now it's really trying to think about, you know, what is the most valuable or story or, you know, what are the kinds of things that we can share with both the adults and the students about writing? I mean, you know, even just about the joy of reading, for example. And I do want to do a little shout out to Concordia Publishing House. I'm in a Christian writers group, and I'm the only one in that group that has a denominational publishing house. And I mean, that's really a blessing, but I'm being inspired by Christina, to be honest, and I'll look forward to talking a little bit about how you get to be an author and then what you write about.
Pastor Newman, what are you looking forward to presenting being involved in the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup this year?
Well, the fun thing, last time I was there, I got feedback from the students for the new book that just came out, the Faith Notes book. So I'm going to be able to say, hey, you guys gave me all this info and here's the book. And that's going to be kind of fun. And I just like to talk to people about using their gifts for God's kingdom and sharing the gospel. Not everyone's a writer, but we all have gifts. So to be able to get them excited, perhaps, about how they can use their uniqueness as part of the body of Christ is always fun for me.
Very good. Ruth, favorite moment at the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup each year?
I just love being there with everybody else and being able to talk as authors, sometimes over lunch, sometimes just afterwards, and just being able to catch up and talk, and just the camaraderie and the fellowship is amazing.
Very good. We'll share more. We'll share the link to the Facebook page as well for Texas, Faith Lutheran High School of Central Texas. We'll share that so you can find the information about the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup. Thank you all for being our guests today. Ruth Meyer, Martha Van Buskirk, Christina Hergenrader, and Pastor Michael Newman. Thank you so much for being our guests and sharing about your involvement in the Texas Lutheran Writers Roundup. It was great to chat with you all again. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.